Thursday morning in downtown Winston-Salem, about 300 members of the Farm Labor Organizing Committee, also known as FLOC, protested outside Reynolds American on North Main Street. Inside, the annual shareholders meeting was being held. Baldemar Velasquez is president of FLOC. He attended the meeting and explained how Reynolds can use its influence to improve working conditions for thousands of tobacco workers in our state.
Reynolds America, being the largest company in North Carolina, has to be the leader in reforming these practices and transforming the industry, starting with stop relying on human trafficking for your labor supply, two, end the squalor in the labor camps on your contract farms, and three, guarantee protection from retaliation if workers complain against abuses.
Meanwhile, Reynolds American spokesman David Howard says the company is proactive on behalf of all farm workers, not just those who pick tobacco.
The Multilateral Farm Labor Practices Group is up and running and meeting regularly, including meetings with FLOC, to address such issues as freedom of association, grievance mechanisms, and child labor. Worker safety programs have been established on all the North Carolina tobacco farms with whom we contract. Through our contributions with Telemon, a nonprofit organization in Raleigh, North Carolina, the scope of their program to improve farm worker housing has more than doubled, and renovations have been done to housing that have benefited more than 650 farm workers in North Carolina.
According to Howard, Reynolds executives will meet with Velasquez and other FLOC members later this month in Raleigh to continue discussions. Catherine Mobley, 88.5 WFDD.